What do you say?
Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander. You guys can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Of course, the best compliment that you could give me is to share the show with your following, with somebody that you think the show might, the message might resonate with. And of course, I would be eternally grateful if you would head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Today, I've got D-Bird back on the show, and we're gonna talk a little bit about consuming content because, you know, Danielle and I, we are starting this book club. So Danielle, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So first, let me give the audience a little bit of a story, a little bit of context on what we're talking about. So you and I just launched a book club. This is the first time that we're going to run it. We're going to review Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, and we're actually doing it over a six-month period. So it's a pretty in-depth book. So, you know, there's a even if you were just reading it straight through, it would take you a really long time. But there are so many layers of the work that we're actually going to review. I think it's warranted to take a much longer time to try to digest and certainly to integrate any of that information into your life. But I wanted to start by just talking about this sort of badge of honor that we've seen in the personal development space as of recently, maybe within the last like decade for sure, about this almost like, I don't know, rabid need to consume content and to read more books as if that is the goal. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So we were in the car yesterday and I was going through Instagram and I saw a post and someone had made a post about read my 10 pages a day, like basically validating their intelligence because they read 10 pages a day. Mm. But I've kind of found over the last few years of work that I've done on myself, it's really not about the volume of content that you take in. It's what you make that content mean in your life. And so really dissecting the content to make it applicable to your experience. And so I think that taking in content just for the simple sake of taking in content really isn't what we should be hanging our hats on. So that's kind of what kind of sparked this conversation.
Yeah, and I think that, to be fair, I think that it is great to have daily goals, sort of, if that, you know, if you are having trouble getting yourself to consume some level of content. But I think where this actually came from is that like certain people, really successful people, would talk about how much they read, and really successful people do happen to read. Like that's a successful habit, let's say. But what happened is I think that people would be like, oh, I read this many books per day, or I read this many books per week. Let's say Bill Gates says I read 4 books per week. He's always carrying around a little bag of books. But then what people do is they try to hack their way to success. And so they're like, okay, well, if I could just read this much, I divide how much they're reading by this much. And I think to do that is to miss the point of actually assimilating new information into your life, which actually takes a really long time to do.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think to that point, you know, for me, I'm probably reading about 10 different books right now. And I'm not reading the books for the sake of completing the books or achieving a goal. I'm reading the books for truly pleasure and what interests me. And so I don't think that you have to read a book to check a mark, or even read a personal development book. Reading a fiction book might do the same thing for your psyche that maybe, you know, high performance habits, something like that might, just because of the myths and the stories within the context of the book. So I think that really when it comes down to taking in content, it's like, what do you enjoy to do? Because typically if you don't enjoy something and you're forcing yourself to do it, there's a lot of resistance there. And if there's a lot of resistance around intake, typically it's harder to make long-term changes or create meaning. So I think that the first step is really trying to figure out, like, what do I actually enjoy?
Yeah, and I think that if you are reading, let's say you are consuming specifically because you want to just, because you want to attain more success in your life, you'd actually be far better off. This is a concept I learned from Naval a little while ago. You'd actually be far better off to understand like one line of a book than to read an entire book. Because what happens is a lot of us, and I've talked about this on the show before, are literally memorizing information, right? And it's like we're like memorizing party tricks almost. So we get in certain contexts and we're like, oh, I know something about this. I can say what I know about it. But if you can assimilate and understand a concept, just a single concept, you know, then you actually have the ability to move laterally with the information that you have. You could move off topic and you could say, well, you could understand how certain things apply. This is really hard as I'm talking about abstract since I don't really have one in mind, but let's use the line. There's one chapter from the book that we're going to review. It's like, treat yourself like you are somebody that you're responsible for
helping.
Right. So it's like that concept, you can read the chapter. Like I encourage people to read this book, certainly. But to memorize, to read this book through in 2 weeks or whatever, it's going to do something for you. It probably will entertain you. But if you can really understand that one single concept, I mean, that would change your, in most people's entire lives.
Yeah, this book really, I mean, it has been kind of a life changer. And I feel like
it was for me too.
Yeah, like thus far, what I've gotten through thus far and just breaking down the concepts, it's taken me months and months and months. And it's interesting, I think this book club will be great because these feel like truths, you know, like 12 rules for life. But the good thing about breaking down truth and looking at it from different perspectives is you can really create your own sense of meaning around what that truth means in your life. And so I really have enjoyed over the past few months just talking about certain concepts that he's written about, and I will kind of tell you what I think that means in my life, and then you kind of reciprocate and you say, like, well, this is what I kind of got from that. And sometimes they match, but sometimes they don't. And I think that's what the joy about doing a book club like this is, like, you get a variety of perspectives, and who's to say which one is right or wrong? They just are. And so having all of those different perspectives exists kind of opens up your worldview and kind of lets you see past your little human eyes and what you have experienced thus far. And I think that that's really, really what this book has given me thus far. I think that, you know, the first chapter or so, like, I took a really neurobiological perspective, and, you know, there's a lot of religious perspectives in the first chapter. And so it's very interesting how just by talking to you over the past few months, it's just been very enlightening, I suppose.
Yeah. And I think that's what I'm excited about with this, is to pull apart the religious connotations and like what are we saying is actually happening there? Because it's so easy for us to read these old texts. You know, I've done this for most of my life, and not been able to absorb any kind of meaningful moral out of the story. And he does a good job at, like, really walking you toward the moral. And then I think just because of the work that I've done personally, like, I can probably add a lot of background context to some of these stories, which would be good. And so I want to talk about why we chose this book. So you kind of hit it there, which is the depth. There's so many different, like, there's so many levels of analysis, to use his perspective, that you could take on this book. So you can look at the neurobiological perspective, which is something like the psychological perspective. But then you could also look at the depth psychology perspective and the mythos, and you could also look at the religious connotations. And so I think having all of these different lenses, one, that it'll just make a really entertaining book for us to try to pull apart with people. And then I would also say that, you know, how do you go about picking your next books? I think that's what I wanted to talk about. Like, just because I know for some people, maybe you know, as I posted the Jordan Peterson thing, some people are like, oh, I don't really like him. And I'm like, oh, it's actually not about whether you like him, which is interesting. As far as I'm concerned, so I try to almost quarterly, read a book at least that I either don't agree with or I'm kind of like, that seems like it's bullshit. But I want to see, like, if enough people have reviewed it and said it's a good book, then I'm like, okay, I want to see. I'm reading that Yogi book right now on Jesus, which is like a super out there perspective for a Westerner to have. But I'm like, okay, but maybe, I mean, if enough people have said it's good, maybe there is something I'm missing here. So that's one of the ways that I go about selecting. It's not like I want to read a book I'm not into constantly. Yeah. But how do you go about selecting what kind of books you read?
Well, I think that kind of is like equivalent to surrounding yourself with yes people, where it's like if you constantly read books that validate your experience always, it's like you put yourself on this pedestal, I think.
Or you're like in an echo chamber, right?
Yeah, I think you kind of like, you're like, oh, what I believe is actually true, always. And so I think that there is some value in reading books that you don't particularly agree with. I think that Grounded Spirituality book was a good thing for you to kind of dive into a bit.
Yeah, yeah. That was another one that I was like, no, fuck this guy.
Yeah. But I think the way that I choose books, the way that I kind of live my life and run my business is a very diverse, holistic approach. And so I try to choose books that look at life from different lenses. And so I choose a lot of kind of psychoanalytical books, a lot of somatic biology books, a lot of depth psychology, shadows. What's some other books I'm reading? I just read that Grace Unfolding book. So just a really, I think, diverse perspective, because it allows me to take all of these different principles and really kind of, you know, weed them apart and like pick out the things that really feel true and meaningful to me and use that as my continuing ed, per se, in my business to help others. And then I'll kind of take those concepts, and, you know, there's certain concepts where maybe they would only be used in, you know, the psychosomatic approach in one way, but it's like, okay, well, I could use that in my physical therapy practice. You know, like, there's different ways to utilize different principles. So I really try to, like, vary my approach to things. And then I think when it comes to like spirituality books, I think just diving into different pools of spirituality so I don't get like very one-sided. And I think that the best book that I've probably read this past year is The Women That Run With the Wolves book by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. I think that book was just kind of a combination of all of that stuff I just mentioned, all packed into one heavy, intense book. And it took me like, I don't know,
long time.
10 months to read that book.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to dive into this one because I think it's going to offer a lot of people very similar kind of outcomes, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is the value of trying to read outside of your favorite genres. Like, you get the perspective of the author, right? You get to see the world through the way that they've seen it and the work that they've done. And even if you don't adopt it, you get to like live through it for a bit. And you can, you know, what I like to do when I read books is I try to act as if the things that I'm reading are true. I try to live my life in a way that like kind of comes into alignment with what I'm reading, just to see if, do I think this is true or do I think this is bullshit? And it's a way to do like, it's a way to apply thought experiments to the thing that you're reading to see if they're actually going to help you or not.
And I think another thing that, I mean, I added it on our website for the sign-up page was, you know, the question, like, well, what if I've already read this book before? And it's like, well, I can guarantee you've probably never read this book in this way before. And so I think that, you know, there's certain books that I've read multiple times just by myself.
Well, this would be my second time going through this book.
Yeah. So I think that going through it again and I think reflecting back too on like what you took away the first time versus what you're taking away the second time can really be a measure of your evolution in consciousness.
Totally.
Your evolution in your openness. And yeah, I think that just reading this, I don't know, doing this whole book club, I'm like really excited to do it. It'll be really exciting to put it all together.
Yeah. Yeah. I really do. I believe that when you read a book, the thing that you take out of the book is a recognition of self in the space between the words. And so if you read, like I read this book, 12 Rules for Life, back like when I was first like starting to emerge into like a new kind of way of being, I started getting to the point where I realized like, okay, well maybe there's more to life than money, and maybe there's more to life than these like ego-driven pursuits I had. And I read that book and it started opening my aperture up really wide. I started seeing a lot more of reality. And that started a cascading, that was like the beginning of this long 2-year growth journey or year and a half growth journey. And so now being on the other end of that journey, having, you know, like many, many books in between and lots of like actually thinking through the world in a new way, as I began to reread that book, I was like, oh my God, it was like, I legitimately, like I never read it before.
Yeah.
And it was a book that changed my life. And so to read it again, yeah, super fascinating. But I would just say that, yeah, if you read it multiple times, you have to take into account your level of consciousness has grown. And so the reflection that you see in yourself in that text is going to be better or bigger or different.
And I think that another thing to add too is, I don't know, being able to mirror that against other people, whether that's with us in the book club or with your significant other or with one of your friends, one of your parents. Like, I think it's a really amazing thing that people do about just discussing books. I think it's super fascinating. And I think that that is how you can get to know people on a deeper level. And I think that, you know, like if you're looking for something to bond over in your relationship, there will be nothing better than, you know, diving deep into a book and discussing that and like, you know, dissecting viewpoints and being okay with your partner's perspective being different than yours. Like, I think all of those things are good practices for relationships. So
yeah, totally. So let's we're getting toward 20 minutes here, so let's end with what are the 12 rules for life. Now, if you're not familiar with this work, just understand some of these are a bit abstract, so they don't mean anything, but
there's a, yeah, so I really like this book because it is basically all nuance, and you can basically read into it what you want. So rule number one is stand up straight with your shoulders back. Rule number two is treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. Rule number three, make friends with people who want the best for you. Rule number four, compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Number five, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. Number six, one of my faves, set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. Rule number seven, pursue what is meaningful, not what is expedient. I think that's one of your faves, right?
Yeah, that I had to wrestle with that one because I always want to pursue what is expedient.
Yeah, that's a good chapter. Rule number eight, tell the truth, or at least don't lie. That's a really good one. Rule number nine, assume that the person you are listening to might know something that you don't. Rule number 10, be precise in your speech. Rule number 11, do not bother children when they are skateboarding. And rule number 12, pet a cat when you encounter one on the street.
Awesome. So you guys, if you are interested in going through 12 Rules of Life, An Antidote to Chaos by Jordan B. Peterson, we are going to be covering it from July 5th. It's the first meeting of the book club. And it's, for the most part, it's Sunday nights, except for one in the middle there. It goes all the way until December.
Yeah. Once a month.
Yeah, so once a month we're going to meet. We're going to talk about the text, and we'll have a we'll figure out some way for a forum so that everybody that's in the book club can sort of interact and you know, as you're reading things, if things pop out to you, you can kind of drop them in there and we can use them to dialogue and answer questions. And I think this will be a really fun experience. So in the show notes of this episode, I will put the link for the, at least for the website, so you can check it out if you guys are interested. And then, yeah, like I said, we kick off July 5th, and we are going to close registration for this, so we're not going to allow people to join late, right?
Right. Do you want me to end with the best part?
Yeah, sure.
That it's pay what you want. So there is no set price on this book club. This is really whatever you, it's a donation base, pay what you want, what you see the value. And so we want to make sure that, you know, everyone is included regardless of their means. And so we really, I don't know, we appreciate all of the support for the work that we're doing in the world, and we just want to give back. So yeah, pay as you wish.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We'll be right back.